Joan in British Columbia is wondering if there are any special considerations for treating joint issues in a horse who also has PPID.
So, Joan, that's an excellent question, and I'm going to broaden it a little bit to not just be pointing a finger at PPID and envelop all of our most common endocrine disease. So that would include PPID and equine metabolic syndrome, and I would say equine metabolic syndrome is of more concern than even PPID is. And these are horses that may be particularly sensitive to corticosteroids. And so that is the main special consideration for treatments for horses that have those metabolic conditions is that if they are not well controlled, then avoiding corticosteroids is probably the wise maneuver, because these horses are more at risk for developing laminitis just on a good day, and the steroids can increase their risk of developing laminitis. And so that's the last thing we would ever want to do to a horse or help cause in a horse. And so the other thing with PPID that I think people need to remember, and this is why it's also really important to get an early diagnosis of PPID if there's any suspicion, is there's been some recent research that has shown that horses that have PPID are also at increased risk for developing suspensory ligament issues. And that is another source, not joints, but it's certainly another source of lameness that the endocrine, the PPID can predispose to, and is worth trying to eliminate that as a risk factor in the development of another disease process or lameness issue that can be just devastating in the life of a horse. So great question, Joan.